You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
The Flathead Valley in southeastern BC is one of the most biologically important places on the planet. The Flathead was given protection last year after a concerted campaign by environmental groups. Flathead Wild, a coalition of groups concerned about this world-class wilderness, has now raised the alarm over threats from coal mining in the pristine watershed. Members of the coalition include Sierra Club BC, Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, WildSight, Yellowstone to Yukon, the National Parks Conservation Association, and Headwaters Montana. Wendy Francis is Program Director of Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative, also known as Y2Y, and she joins me now to talk about their concerns. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Can you start out by creating a picture for us of the Flathead Valley? I've seen photographs of it. It looks like a stupendous mountain wilderness. Can you just talk about what we would see if we were there?
Yes. So the Flathead Valley is characterized by the Flathead River, of course, which is one of the most, the cleanest rivers in Canada. It has beautiful crystal waters, and it's a low elevation valley bottom with the river sort of winds back and forth through it. And it's surrounded by mountains that are, some of them are covered in forest and some of them have open slopes, and some of them are mountains that you could hike up relatively easily, and some are quite rugged and with glaciers and snow covered. So it's a very beautiful landscape.
Environmentalists have worked very hard to get protection for the Flathead, which the BC government legislated in 2011. What protections does the Flathead Valley Conservation Act mandate?
I think it's important for your listeners to know that the Flathead isn't completely protected. It did receive a partial protection from the Flathead Watershed Area Conservation Act, and that is protection from oil and gas and mining within the watershed, the Flathead watershed that exists in British Columbia, and the Flathead River flows from British Columbia into Montana. But there are other things that it's not protected from, so it's not protected from logging, for example, and there is active forestry operations going on in the Flathead right now, quarrying operations. It's not protected from quarrying, and there is lots of recreational access. So there are roads into the Flathead that were built for mostly for forestry access that are being used by people, various kinds of motorized access, hunting. And so it's not protected, fully protected. It is protected from oil and gas development and mining, as I said. The coalition, the Flathead Wild Coalition, wants to see the lower third approximately of the Flathead in a national park. So we do want to see that very high level of protection for the part of the Flathead Valley that's adjacent to Waterton Lakes National Park in Alberta, and it's also adjacent to Glacier National Park in the U.S. But the issue that we've raised most recently is that the Flathead Watershed Area Conservation Act, which creates the protection for mining, from mining and oil and gas, doesn't apply to federal lands, and there are some federally owned lands called the Dominion Coal Blocks in that region of British Columbia, and one of them is partially within this Flathead watershed, about close to over 6,000 hectares of land at the very headwaters of the Flathead River that are owned by the federal government and are therefore vulnerable to coal mining.
So that's the new threat that's recently been uncovered. Describe what the potential for coal mining could do to the valley.
Yes, there is a lot of coal mining in this region of British Columbia. There are five active coal mines. Coal mining is usually done by open pit methods. It's sometimes done by underground methods, and there's obviously habitat destruction that accompanies that. And one of the big issues with coal mining is that it causes a mineral called selenium to leach into the waterways. And selenium, there are already levels of selenium in the nearby Elk River that are higher than international standards, and we certainly wouldn't want to see any selenium going into the Flathead, which, as I say, is one of the most pristine rivers anywhere in the country. It's so clean that it's used as a standard for clean water. So that's a concern. There are also a number of species at risk located in these coal block lands, like fish like bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout. There's also more, charismatic animals like grizzly bears and wolverine and Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep. And there is some rare old growth forest as well. So there are a number of values that would be threatened if these lands were developed for coal mining.
Wendy, how did you discover this new potential threat to the Flathead from the Dominion coal blocks?
I think our organizations have known about the existence of the coal block lands for some time. It's, you know, there's nothing new about the fact that they exist. And these lands have been owned by the federal government since the late 1890s. And there was a series of transfers between the federal government and what became the Canadian Pacific Railroad, and then back to the provincial government. So, but what we realized recently is that some of these coal block lands are within the boundaries of the lands that have been protected from mining by the province, and we realized that because the coal block lands are owned by the federal government, they wouldn't receive the benefit of that protection. And we just wanted some clarity around what the federal government's intentions are. We did recently discover that Natural Resources Canada has posted some maps of the coal bed methane potential of these lands on their website, and those maps are dated 2012. So it seems like that there is some very recent, research into what the coal bed methane potential or value of these coal block lands would be, and that's certainly alarming to us. We want to know what the federal government's intentions are, and so our groups wrote to the federal minister of natural resources, Joe Oliver, just a few weeks ago on November 20th. We've requested a meeting to talk about this issue, and we are still waiting a response from him.
So you haven't had any response yet from the federal government?
Not yet, no.
What assurances and actions does Flathead Wild thinks is necessary to secure full protection from the valley at this point from development in the Dominion blocks?
Well, with regard to the Dominion blocks in particular, we want some legal mechanism at the federal level that would make sure the coal blocks within the Flathead watershed have the same level of protection that the rest of the Flathead does, so that they are permanently protected from oil and gas development, from coal development, like the rest of the Flathead watershed. And that would be, you know, that's something that we'd like to see rather urgently, because this threat is out there. And then longer term, as I've said, we'd like to see about a third of the Flathead as a national park, and the other third would be within an international wildlife corridor that would receive some kind of protection by the provincial government.
Now, why the organization that you're involved with, Yellowstone to Yukon, is involved in building and protecting a sort of continuous environmental corridor from Yellowstone in Wyoming straight through to the Yukon? Talk about that work and how the Flathead fits into that project you have.
Yes, so our mission is to protect the ability of wildlife to move through the whole Yellowstone to Yukon region that you described. and for people and animals to share the landscape. And so we work on a variety of different projects that have to do with protecting public lands. We also work with private land trusts, and we've worked to help buy several pieces of private land that are within wildlife corridors. We help support projects that are designed to help people and wildlife live together on the landscape, so things like Air Smart types of programs. In the U.S., we're involved in a lot of restoration work, removing forest access roads. And the Flathead is part one of our, flagship projects, where we highlight public lands that need to receive more protection because they are so important for wildlife. In southern Canada in particular, there are very few river valleys, low elevation valleys, that aren't pretty heavily impacted by human development. They are the natural places where we put our roads and our railroads and our towns, and that's just natural because when you're in the mountains, the valleys are the easiest places to build and to travel through. So the Flathead is unique, really, in the southern portion of the entire Yellowstone-Tucson region. So it is a very high priority for us to see it protected, among other places that we're also working on to protect.
What can people do to help defend the Flathead and to get greater protections for the Flathead Valley?
We would love people to go to the Friends of the Flathead website, and there they can become a friend of the Flathead quite easily and sign up for regular but not too frequent news updates and action alerts. So we call on people from time to time to take an action, which is usually writing a letter or phoning a decision maker to help advance the campaign. And in addition to this coal blocks issue, which we will continue to work on, we are also asking the provincial government to agree to a feasibility study for a national park in the Flathead. And we're working, as I said, on a wildlife corridor that will connect the Flathead up to Banff National Park. So people can help out by, from time to time, getting involved in those issues.
Well, it's been great talking with you this morning, Wendy, and good luck with all your work on these issues.
Okay, thanks so much for asking me on your show, Lorraine.
I've been speaking with Wendy Francis. She is the program director of the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative, and that group is a member of Flathead Wild. And you can find out more or become a friend of the Flathead, as Wendy said, at flathead.ca.